Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is.
God damn.
So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified 22-year-old woman from, well, somewhere. Her story takes place at a hospital where she was scheduled for an MRI. Now, per usual, radiographers, they asked her if she had any metal on or in her person. And as best she knew, the answer was a hard no. So she went for the MRI, and it was when it was over, the technician, he pulls the table out, and she's screaming. Well, it turns out she did have metal in her body, but she honest to God didn't know it. Because, you see, according to the company, the butt plug in her ass was 100% silicone. But it turns out that there's like a metal filling in the middle of it. And she found out when the butt plug, think about this, was pulled through her rectum and into her chest cavity at the speed of sound.
Whoa.
Think about that.
So it probably cauterized everything.
It went from, right, it didn't rip it out of her ass and send it through her body based on where the magnets were. The thing went from her butt to her chest cavity at the speed of sound. Now, somehow, she survived. They do say she has major injuries, but I'm going to be dead honest. I thought a butt plug was something you just use during your sex time. I didn't realize it's something you're rocking as long as you want to rock it. I mean, I guess you could.
You can?
Like, I can wear a condom all day, but it's just not something that
well,
I thought.
Well, that'd be tough unless you were just
I'm always erect.
Jesus Christ. I just feel like whatever I'm in the, like, I know it's not metal, but I feel like I would be like, hey, doc.
I got a butt plug.
I got a butt plug.
What
like, should I take that out?
Look, as a general rule.
It's just not.
If you're rocking a butt plug and you're going to get a medical procedure, just assume you'll probably be better off without it. That would be
fair
my
enough.
Sage advice. But yeah,
I would say before you go to an MRI, if there is something inside of you that is not natural, get it out.
But the thing is, to her credit, The packaging on the butt plug itself is just 100% silicone. So you'd have no reason to think there's metal, but it turns out in the very center of it, I guess for stabilization or whatever, there's like a little metal filling. But I mean, a little bit of metal in an MRI could be the end.
And she was fine, right?
Not fine. She survived.
I wonder if the doctor was like, can I get you a number, you freaky ass?
Right.
I would. Like, side note.
Again, two things are true, man. Like, one, yes, it was 100% silicone, so we can kind of assume that there's no metal in it. Two, you're getting an MRI. They're trying to find something that's not supposed to be there.
Right. That's the other thing. They're going to get
the
inside
of your
body.
Out,
just
man.
Take the butt plug out.
Can we leave it at home just today?
Just one day. That's all. Well, it's out of her now, but she learned her lesson. All right, so let's drink. I'm awake. I can't believe they didn't identify her.
What?
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!